Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking with Kurt Pate and his take about animal rights extremists. Back on that in just a moment.
While other manufacturers are scrambling to adopt SCR technology to meet emission standards, Case IH is in the field, maximizing productivity and setting records for fuel efficiency. We're leading the way with over 10,000 SCR tractors already at work. It's proven efficient power you can find on all our high horsepower equipment, including combines and sprayers. And right now, get great offers when you pre-order 2013 models. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
No matter where you live, in the city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
South Dakota cattle rancher Kurt Pate believes that handling cattle with low-stress techniques is the right thing to do. But he's not sure what is the right thing to do in dealing with animal rights extremists like the Humane Society of the U.S.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if we can reason with everybody in the world. All I know is only thing I can do is change myself. And so the more I learn how to better treat animals, not only for profit, but just because when I do it, I feel really good. You know, it's like they say, it's the right thing to do. I have spent so much time worrying about HSUS and PETA and all these folks, and I've really lost quite a bit of sleep about it. And I'm not so sure that they really care as much about animals as they do money. I don't know. I know there's a lot of them that really do. And if they care about animals as much as they say they do, and if I care about animals as much as I think I do, then we should be able to come together and come to some agreement. Because I know I've seen a lot of cattle in feed yards that they are a lot happier in that feed yard than they would be out in the dry desert that we're experiencing in South Dakota, because it's a droughty bugger. And those cattle in the feed yard, they got a lot better deal than some of those cattle out in the range right now. So if we all would work together for the better of the animal, like we truly say we should, I'm all for it. But if we're just doing it for political reasons or monetary reasons, I can't do anything about that.
As you listen to Kurt Pate, you understand that he's out there to make a profit, but he's out there to do it the right way, and handling those cattle in a low-stress manner actually believes is a positive way of helping your bottom line. Now, one other way that you can help your bottom line is to be involved in the Beef Quality Assurance Program. And these techniques that Kurt Pate teaches go right hand in hand with the overall BQA philosophy. In fact, he's worked very closely with some of the other national leaders of this program.
Yeah, we've decided, Ryan Rupert, who's kind of a real big part of my deal, and he's been a big ally of Ron Gill and myself that do this, we feel that cattle handling is a big part of BQA. It's not just where you place the shots and everything. It's how you get that animal into the chute to place the shots, all the things we do, and it's kind of a holistic model. Everything works together. And if we can teach these animals from birth clear on through the feedlot to the last time they go over the scale, BQA and cattle handling, they go hand in hand. So I think it's just a part of it.
South Dakota rancher Kurt Pate, who says these low-stress handling techniques that he offers up to those that come to his seminars are things that can work well in any part of the country and things that can make a difference in handling your cattle in a very positive way. You've got the Beef Buzz. I'm Ron.
Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Scioto, Oklahoma is hosting their last sale. At 10:30 a.m. Friday, October 19th and Saturday, October 20th, the cattle, embryos, recipients, semen, and equipment owned by the ranch will go up for auction. If you can't attend in person, the sale will be broadcast Saturday on RFD-TV. Both Friday and Saturday auctions will be on the Internet through Superior Productions and live auctions. For more information, contact the ranch at 918-396-4322 or go online at starlakeherfords.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.